Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
President Bush, now returning from Europe in the G8 summit where the government, where U.S. government agents were caught trying to sneak in bombs as usual. We'll be covering that later in the hour. He's on his way back to the United States, and he says he's going to go to Capitol Hill and try to ram through the open border program again. Now, make no mistake, we already have amnesty by fiat. They're above the law. They're left alone. It's a wink and a nod, 800-plus sanctuary cities. If a city does say they're going to enforce the law like Farmers Branch, federal judges come in and say no. Voters try to pass laws saying we're not going to give tuition and pay for births and welfare for illegals, and federal judges say no. They tell you, sit down and shut up, or some men in black uniforms are going to drop by and shove a machine gun down your throat. And see, the Browns have now said, we're done with all this. You're crooks. We're going to stay here. Come and get us. And I'm trying to avert this, and I know you want to avert this as well. We've got open phones this hour. We're going to get into all the news I just mentioned. The immigration, the black op averted in Germany. But right now, let's go to Jim in Texas. No, we just talked to Jim in Texas. So Zach in New York. Zach, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, go ahead.
Well, my name is Zach, and I'm running for mayor of the city of Ithaca here, and I was going to explain how this town is basically a microcosm of the New World Order. We play host to Cornell University, which Paul Wolfowitz was born, raised, went to school here, and you know about him. He was a member of one of the senior secret societies. We have Sphinx Head and Quill and Dagger, which are both located within the law building. One of them has their own tower, towering above the law, literally. Recently they had a decision here in town that they were not going to enforce immigration laws. You know, the police and the mayor decided that they will not involve themselves in that. And also, this is a very big sustainability town. It's almost, I've told people I don't believe in sustainability, and then I'm running, and they almost spit in my face a couple times. So I think this is a pretty extraordinary town with a lot of potential, but it's really basically, it's just like everybody else, despite people thinking otherwise.
Well, sustainability is just code word for feudalism.
I know, it's about controlling people's property and so on and so forth. So, but that's kind of hard to explain to somebody who is you know, it's liberalism as a syndrome, I guess, is what we have going on here.
Well, they call it liberalism. I mean, that gives it some type of defense. It's not. It's just cold, hard corporations are changing policies to take your private property, and they claim it's for the environment, which is the new religion.
And again, as well as that, Cornell University pays no land taxes. So while 75% of the people in this town rent, there's about 11,000 acres of the town that is untaxed because of Cornell. And they like to play, you know, like the innocent...
Hey, I can barely pay my property taxes, and they just go up and up. I don't know how anybody's going to live here.
Well, my grandmother's house was just reassessed last year an additional $80,000. She works nearly full-time at the shopping mall, just to break even on our taxes. So, I mean, people are making it by, but I'm doing the best I can to...
You mean they're going to charge your grandmother $80,000?
No, they increased the assessed value of the house, $80,000.
I know people with, like, small three-bedroom houses that are paying, you know, $5,000, $7,000 in property taxes. I mean, it's out of control.
Well, exactly, and that's why I'm trying to get...
And then, see, you can't sell that house and get something comparable to live in. I mean, it's just they're making it. It's all designed to consolidate the wealth. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
When we get back, we'll go to Susan, Charlie, Mark, John, Tom, many others that are holding. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. And that was a great caller, but I'm going to... I always say this and rarely do it, but I'm really doing it today. We're just going to go bam, 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 bam through your calls because I want to get into the false flag terror attack that it looks like was averted. I want to get into the amnesty plan being back. It's a military psychop tactic to keep claiming that they're not trying to pass it. Of course, just 2 weeks ago they were denying it existed. I mean, it shows me they're making their move now because they're lying, if it was possible, has quadrupled. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall lying out of every government agency you can imagine, because they're not government agencies, they're enemies of America. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Major German newspapers reported Saturday, we had a report up by Saturday, up on PrisonPlanet.com, that, quote, U.S. government agents were caught trying to sneak in plastic explosives during the G8. Now, they've been caught in the past doing this. This was a false flag clearly being averted. You dovetail that with the headline that Shin Bet was involved in the 1976 hijacking. Admissions now by the former head of German intelligence that they staged terror attacks with the Arabs. I mean, this is just all off the charts, and that's in One Day in September, which is an Academy Award-winning documentary. I mean, just so many examples hidden in plain view of government-sponsored terror. We'll talk about this new one, and we're about to go right back to your calls. But first off, Solutions from Science in Thomas, Illinois, made this offer as easy to swallow as possible. So I have asked Solutions from Science to send you a 3-month supply of their product called Shilosine and open a special line of credit for my listeners so they don't have to pay up front. It's pretty easy to have some sent to you. Just go to their website and get some. And, of course, don't pay anything right now. In fact, don't give them your credit card number. It's just an invoice. And then if you want to pay it in 3 months, you pay it. It's blacklistedherb.com. That's just one of the hundreds of products they have as a Shilosine. It's this. I've got a bottle of it right here. It's got this mountain mineral extract. It's a mineral deposit called Shilajit, but their proprietary blend is called Shilosine. It's mixed with some other stuff, and I checked into it. It's powerful stuff. Here's what they mean by that, ladies and gentlemen. Solutions from Science won't even let you pay with a credit card if you don't want to. They don't want to run up your credit card bill. No, they just offered to send my listeners a 90-day supply of Shilosine with just an invoice to pay later if you find that it's everything we've said it is. 877-327-0365 is the number. 877-327-0365. Try it, and then if you feel like paying for it, go ahead, and I think you will. 877-327-0365 or blacklistedherbs.com, blacklistedherb.com. It is a singular, not plural. I keep putting an S on it. Another great company we have is ResearchedHerbs.com, one of the oldest and most established companies in the country. And these are the mainline researched herbs, high-quality extracts of them, vitamins, minerals, hundreds of different products. ResearchedHerbs.com, one of them is the world leader in liver detoxes. That's Live52. Endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals, read all about it on their site. An herbal registered drug for over 45 years. Live52 is clinically proven to be beneficial to the liver. And just so many different types of detoxes and you name it. Just go read all the information for yourself, researchedherbs.com or 1-800-845-3841 and check out all the other great products at researchedherbs.com. Right now, let's now go back to the calls. Let's talk to Susan in Tennessee. Susan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, hi, Alex. I'm calling just to remind Governor Lynch and Sheriff Pozo that if they think that they can keep this local, keep it quiet, and just hide out or not answer phone calls, they're mistaken, because people all over this country are waking up to what's happening out there and realizing that it applies to all of us.
It does apply to all of us. I mean, it comes down to this. They're giving the illegal aliens five years amnesty on not having to pay back taxes if they had jobs and lied about it. That's in the subsection. I read it last week. But then citizens with no criminal record have to die.
That's right. It is despicable. I hope that they realize that they have the jurisdiction. They can and they should uphold the Constitution that they have took an oath to do for their citizens. Protect the Ed and Elaine Brown. That's all I have for you. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm going to try to get Bo Greitz on. You know, we've had our disagreements about things in the past, namely when Bo attacked me one time on air for no reason, and I probably overreacted to what he said. To make a long story short, Bo was there at the Ruby Ridge siege, and he's an expert on these type of things. I'm going to try to get him on. I don't think I have his number anymore. I think it's an old number I have. And then I also want to get Joe Bannister on, Joseph Bannister. No criminal record, Treasury agent, you know, doing the armed IRS raids. He heard a radio talk show in 1997 out in San Francisco where he lived. I was the first person to interview him, by the way. It was an incredible interview, first radio and TV interview. Even before it was published in Media Bypass, Pat Shannon called me up and said, you ought to interview this guy. So he gave me that scoop. I appreciate that. But that doesn't matter. The interview's in my film, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. That's just 15 minutes of the two-hour film. And went out and interviewed him, and he said, listen, I'm making $100,000 a year. I think it was like $90,000 at the time, and I'm doing great. And I don't want to lose this job. He has a big house and kids and everything else. But he said, I heard the show, and I was going to prove him wrong. And, you know, I was going to try to get people to go after these people for lying and putting out, you know, stuff to get people in trouble. And for 2 years, I studied it, and I took it to my superiors. And they said, look, we're not going to respond to this. We're not going to show you a law. And just keep your mouth shut about this. And they said, go ahead and resign. Because he said, if you can't show me this, I'm going to resign. They said, here's a letter for you to sign, then. Go ahead and resign. Tender your resignation. Then he went out and spoke about it, and they indicted him on trumped-up charges of giving bad CPA advice, basically, is what it boiled down to. I forget the exact charge. And he was found not guilty by a jury of his peers. I mean, this stuff's real, folks. I mean, I could see it in 10 years. I'll be on air going, Centro's a private company. They took over existing roads in Texas, 8,000 miles. They're taxing you, $200+ billion profit. They said they're going to make in the first 10 years. The legislature admits it's criminal. I'll have old documents. People go, ha, ha, everybody knows the roads are the government. Everybody knows you have to pay. See, and they just set the precedent and then just operate according to possession, which is nine-tenths of the law. I mean, if they can run their flag up and basically, like a dog hiking its leg on us and do it, and they got guys with guns that will come enforce it. It is the law. Just like it was the law that blacks were two-thirds human, and it was the law that you could put a chain around their neck and have them pull your plow and treat them worse than you can treat a donkey. Now, they were still human beings in natural law and God's law, but the law did say they were animals. And then they do have regulatory laws that, you know, that say we got to pay the private banks. But it is a fraud. And so, you know, that's where this confusion comes in. I mean, I remember learning about this 15 years ago and thinking, that isn't true. The IRS is government with its weird satanic symbol. I mean, you know what the IRS's symbol is. Go look at that in hieroglyphs. Go look at it and it's the Egyptian god of death. I mean, these people don't play games, folks. The Egyptian god of death with a scales in its hand. We're in so much trouble. I mean, it's the actual hieroglyph. I just can't believe how far all this has gone. The sickest thing is that the real estate bubble is popping in many areas of the country, and we are in free fall, and the dollar has been devalued, and I look at these competitive, mean-eyed yuppies. I saw a couple yesterday. You know the people I'm talking about. I just feel so sorry for them because they have no idea. They have been so set up. This won't be like the real estate crash in the late 80s or the depression in the 30s. I mean, this is all by design. They're just setting everything up. And I know a lot of FBI guys know all this, and their view is, well, at least I'll be in the catbird seat when all this goes down, and, you know, at least I'll still have my job, and at least I'll be taken care of. And the truth is, if the globalists get the signals that you guys and gals aren't going to follow through on this criminal stuff, they'll back off. But very bad things are going to happen if they think you're going to go through with all this. And I just want to try to talk you out of what you're doing. And you're trying to always use your propaganda to sell us on what you're doing, then get off our backs, man. Well, how do you think we're going to sit here and take this? You push and 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 you push. You burn down churches in front of us and you shoot women in the head in front of us and cops taser people to death and laugh about it. You shoot black men in the back and then laugh about it. That video is all over the news here in Austin, and you do all these things to us, and cops waddle over to me last Thursday and say, you need to leave or we're going to arrest everybody. And then they go tell the media we're liars and they didn't say that. You're right. I started yelling at you and got mad at you. You think it's just normal to try to violate my First Amendment? You know how dangerous that is? I know history. What's it going to be next? See? You take one, you take it all, and you have taken it all. If I didn't have such a personality, it wasn't so aggressive and didn't literally law the jungle, you had your paddy wagons ready, you said you were going to arrest us all, we got that on tape when you're all meeting, you were going to come arrest us. But I literally sat there and threatened you with lawsuits, which you knew I meant it, in your gut, so you backed off. Good for you! I can't let you run over me. I can't let you do this to my country. My children live here. I plan to have my grandchildren grow up here. You understand? I've committed to this. I'm not the one hitting you in the face. I'm not the one threatening you. I'm not the one trying to violate the precious rights that are the bedrock of America. We're not the bad guys. You are. And I'm so polite and nice, like I always am to police, until they do something evil. And man, then I come unglued. I'm sick of your BS. And 10 years ago, I hated you, just flat out hated you and thought you were pathetic and on power trips and a bunch of thugs. But now I just feel sorry for you. Because this stuff, look, they give the same vaccines to your children. You drink the same aspartame foods. You drink the same sodium fluoride. You do all the same stuff. And look, it's not my opinion. Diabetes is up 3,000% from 25 years ago. Autism is up tens of thousands of percentiles. Everything's falling apart. Cancer is way up. The sperm count's way down. Genetic engineering is a serious crisis. People email me thinking I'm afraid of technology. I've done the studying. I know what real environmental threats are. Meanwhile, they got a new environmental religion they've set up. World government's being set up. They're setting up feudalism, and they're going to tax you off your carbon footprint. That is a breathing tax. That's what this is. Even the mainstream news has said that, and you can't see what's happening. It's that they want to control energy and resources. It's called feudalism. These are cold-blooded killers that run things. And I just still think there's some humanity left in people that work in the system. I mean, you better... Look, I don't expect you to believe me, but I do demand you check out my claims, like Joe Bannister did. And you're going to find out some very serious things have happened. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Attention women over 40. If you want to look as much as 20 years younger in less than 1 minute, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new cosmetic product that makes wrinkles almost invisible to the naked eye. In fact, the new product allows some women to look so young so fast that it makes them feel like they're cheating. They are in a way, but it works. By the way, it's also a jealously guarded secret used by professional models. You see, these women often have to look much younger than they really are, or else they lose their jobs. The product uses something like a magician's trick to actually de-age the appearance of human skin, and it's now available to listeners of this station. Want to take years off your appearance and don't want cosmetic surgery or painful injections? There is now a very real chance you can do it with its new cream called simply Magician's Formula 987. Just go to 987magic.com. That's 987magic.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Welcome back. Let's go straight to your calls.
Stand up for your right.
Charlie in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going, man?
Good, sir.
I'm inclined to believe or agree with you and Jack and your assessment that the New World Order would love nothing more than to see a armed patriot uprising come out of this situation with Edna Lane. But my question is, at what point in your perspective do you feel the New World Order would not desire that kind of conflict?
Well, no, they want it on their own terms, because peacefully, I mean, everybody, and I say everybody, literally, the majority of people are now waking up. Now, it's in degrees. But, I mean, I tell people 10 years ago the IRS was a collection agency for private banks. They laugh at me. Now, almost everybody I talk to knows that. Now, everybody's telling me, hey, you know the Federal Reserve's private? They took over in 1913. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Almost everybody I talk to goes, yeah, I think they let 9/11 happen, or maybe they were involved. And, I mean, now it's in the Jerusalem Post that Israel stages terror attacks. That's not Alex Jones. Or now it's in British newspapers that the British government stages terror attacks. I mean, now it's really coming out. That's why they want to make it aggressive. They want to make it forceful. They want to go in, and they want to preempt what we're doing. I mean, frankly, I would rather there never be some big bloody thing. And,
right.
Frankly, you know, give amnesty to the New World Order, because they're going to use nukes or something if we don't, and have them just leave the U.S. and go somewhere else. I'm way past the point. With great power comes great responsibility. I mean, I'm fully aware. You know, I get on the air. People believe in me. And frankly, it's very daunting. I'm going to make you wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning. People believe in me. People know I predicted a lot of things. People know that I've got my head screwed on pretty straight. They know I live this. I could probably start the next, you know, American Revolution. I could get up, and then I could probably, you know, but I would not do that unless they were, you know, and you probably, in the case where I would need to make that call, would probably be off the air already with mass roundups and you know, and nukes go off and hit teams or will kill the Patriot leadership within hours. They'll try to do a mass hit. But you'll know when you see that, so we've talked about that.
Right. Well,
I mean, you know, maybe at that point, you know, even if they kill me. I mean, if they just kill me individually, I don't think people should rise up. That's probably what they want.
Right.
I mean, I've said it over and over again. I mean, if they kill me, you think the Edna Lane Brown thing's waking people up? People always ask why I'm still alive. You know, I mean, I haven't lived a lifestyle where they can, you know, get me shut up with a whore in a hotel room or gambling or, you know, like they've done to so many other people. I mean, I live a pretty monk-like existence of just working all the time. And, you know, my idea of a good time is eating cheese enchiladas and going for a swim or, you know, walking around in the woods. So, you know, they would love to destroy me or other Patriot leaders. But it isn't working anymore. And
right.
So
I strongly believe that Ron Paul and the InfoWar are our best immediate hopes and that they are succeeding.
Well, even if Ron Paul doesn't win, look at the national debate he's created. Look
absolutely
at how he's woken up so many people. See, I mean, the point is our visibility, our profiles are rising.
Yep. And he's such an inspiring candidate. I've never been so inspired to take action by a political figure as I have by Ron Paul. He's just an amazing man.
In 93 and 94 after Waco, the legislature was doing an anti-UN resolution and calling for a state-level impeachment of Bill Clinton in Oklahoma. And the feds went in there and blew up a daycare center. They picked it because of the daycare center. It's now come out. It was a federal operation. That's what the local police know, and it's just a fact. Now, they couldn't get patriots to rise up and go shoot up some police departments. So the BATF and the FBI with a CIA team went in there and blew that building up. And, you know, they've got evil teams of black ops people that do that. See, and I think they're probably going to do that real soon. They pretty much, but see, we've exposed that they're behind it because they've done that. They've played the card too many times. People know the trick. They've seen the magician. Like if a magician does a trick five or six times in a row in front of you, you're apt to start catching the trick.
Mm-hmm.
So they've overplayed that trick. And I think if they play that trick a couple more times, it may backfire on them. It already is. So that's why we expose government-sponsored terror, because if we don't expose government-sponsored terror, they're going to keep going to that card. They're going to keep playing that. They're going to keep throwing that pitch. Okay,
right.
but as soon as the batter figures out, you know, when he goes to what pitch, what body language they give, now that pitch is going to backfire. Now you know where to swing. So this is high-level chess game we're playing here with these people.
Well, another point, it seems to me, No future move is likely to be so far removed from a previous one by these people that it will be a flashpoint. I mean, it's so incremental. I don't find that there's going to be any specific event that's going to spark an uprising of patriots or even of the...
Well, I don't agree. I mean, just studying history, but let me use a Hollywood example, V for Vendetta in fiction. When they shoot that little girl, it's on. And they're going to do more of that. In fact, I wish they'd hold back. We need more time.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Coming up, military plan against Iran is ready. U.S. immigration bill alive and well. White House insists. Associated Press. Financial Times of London. Putin calls for new financial world order and the end of the dollar. Man, you see, they're not doing it militarily. Oh. Person that uses force first loses. U.S. arming Sunni insurgents in Iraq. New York Times. Of course, that Sunnis, by the way, that's Al-Qaeda. Heaven help us. I got a bunch of this. It's just, I can't believe it. I just, it's so bad, folks. And then you got a bunch of idiot FBI out there and federal marshals surrounding a family, surrounding a man and a woman, retirees, basically. Older folks. I want to call them elderly. Everybody keeps calling them elderly. They're not elderly. But over the hill, folks. I just can't believe it anymore. I mean, it's just a joke. The globalists are busy still trying to intimidate their slaves here in America when the whole thing's unraveling anyways. It always happens, though. You get these yes men up in their ivory towers. They think they know it all. I haven't plugged my films really all day. And frankly, I've been so busy plugging other sponsors and having guests on and covering the crises Thursday and Friday, we didn't really do any advertising. I've made some of the best films out there, bar none. You need to go to InfoWars.com and get... By the way, Terror Storm sold out, like I told you it would. We've got about 40 Terror Storms left. So since Friday, it hasn't been available for individual purchase. I've got in a couple combo deals and an Alex Everything special, but it looks like those are all about to go. I've got about 30 or 40 left, he said, right before I went on air. So the original terror storm will be gone. I'm trying to get 50 left that were at a bookstore I know of who says they might agree to sell them back to me. Just so, but I mean, the point is that we're going to fill your mail orders that just came in, and we're going to fill a few more orders that come in at Infowars.com, but then it's gone. And then you'll get the Terror Storm second edition, which I've got thousands of sitting in here in my office, but I agree with the distributor. I can't sell them till later in July. And in a few days, we'll have pre-sales for those up. I'm so busy, I don't even have time to do a write-up on the new film to get it up there. But the point is we got America, Freedom to Fascism, which we actually bought from Aaron Russo, the original from him, not some bootleg. Which bootlegs are fine, it's just that we're actually supporting Aaron and you support us as well when you get America, Freedom to Fascism from us. Loose Change Second Edition, Riddles and Stone, all of it available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We're beefing up the servers right now for PrisonPlanet.tv. There was a few hiccups this morning, but it's up and running. You get a membership there as well, PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and get the hard copy DVDs and make copies of them and get them out to people. Copies of Terror Storm and Loose Change and 9/11 Mysteries and all the other original DVDs that we offer at Infowars.com. Now, I'm going to get into this news, and we will at least get to Mark, John, Glenn, and Wayne, and a few others before we end the show. But just for a few minutes here, I wanted to bring up Adam Locke. He wasn't on with us last week either. He comes up usually once a week. New Millennium Concepts, the Made in America American Berkey. They're also the national distributor for the British-made Big Berkey, the British Berkey. And you get wholesale prices here. The very units they sell to stores across the country, to the camping supply places, are about $300. You get them for $199. Or for another unit that costs about $350, you get it for $249, and you get free gifts with that, a powerful LED flashlight, one that's $39, one that's $29, your choice free when you get the $195 model or $199 model. You get free gifts of sports bottles, filters, whatever you want, a bunch of great stuff up there at BerkeyWater.com. Just in the comments section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special and what free gift you want at BerkeyWater.com or via Infowars.com. You can order there off the Secure Safe shopping cart as well. Or you can give them a call. And Adam, thanks for coming up with us.
Oh, Alex, always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on. And yes, the other thing to do, of course, is call Debbie at 888-803-4438. Debbie is very familiar with all the specials that are being offered for your listeners and is always happy to talk to your listeners, too, because very intelligent, informed people when it comes from listening to your show, of course.
Well, we're just blessed we have listeners that support us, and I like to support them by having good products. And you get a discount. It's Made in America. And you also get a free gift at the same time. But, I mean, I could get up here and say, hurricane season's coming, get your Berkey. If you're in Florida or Texas or Mississippi, Louisiana, or Georgia, whatever, North Carolina, South Carolina, they all get hit by it. Or I could say they could have martial law or depression and the water won't work, get it. That's not the real reasons to get it. Those are added fringe benefits. The real reason is the water is filled with fluoride, with mercury, with arsenic, with chlorine, with dead bacteria that it kills. I mean, fish don't live in pool water, and I've had a lot of pool guys I know, and I heard about this, so I asked the pool guy one time to do a test, and we took some tap water out of a water hose and tested it right by the local community pool. It had more chemicals than a swimming pool. Bottom line, folks, fish die in a swimming pool. You're not supposed to be drinking it. Adam?
Very, very true. You know, my job here isn't to scare people either, Alex. We do talk about things like hurricane season, but what I like to bring forward are things that people should do to think ahead of time and be prepared, such as a water purifier, but there are so many other things to think about. You know, you should be sitting down with your family now and making a checklist, planning ahead, so you're ready when should something happen. You know, where's your pet food? Where's all your pet stuff? Put your documents into Ziploc bags or a waterproof safe. A lot of things to think about. Cell phones, cordless phones, they're probably not going to work if you get hit. Think ahead. Do you have an old rotary phone, an old punch-button phone? Keep it handy. Now, ABCs are home preparation. Anchor, brace, and cover. Make sure stuff in your yard is in. Make sure it's covered or it's tied down. There's just a lot of things to think about. Personal essentials. This is one that gets a lot of people. Your first aid kit. Do you have it in your car? Do you have it in your home? Have you looked at it recently? If you've got kids, I can almost guarantee you're missing something out of there. Not that they're stealing it, they use it. They don't bother to tell you. And when you need that first aid kit, what you need may very well not be there.
No, it's really simple. People need storable food. They need firearms. They need some precious metals. And they need, number one is water. Everything okay? His phone dropped. Well, that almost blew my eardrums out. That was loud. His speaking of emergencies, everything's A-okay then? it's all right. Listen, just folks, give him a call. I believe in this. I got storable foods. I got firearms and a gun safe. I know how to use them. I mean, I'm ready. And emergencies happen all the time, but that's not why you get a water filter. The water is full of poison. 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. Okay, let's jam these calls in right now, then I'll get to all this news. 888-803-4438 or check the banners out at prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. Oh, that's what it was. I didn't think it was Adam. I didn't think a phone line could sound like that. It's the Genesis stuff there. Are the phones back up, or are we even on the air there, brother? Oh, the phones are up. Man, I mean, I try to keep the audio where it's not too loud, because I was basically going deaf from having the headset too loud. It was so loud, even with the audio down, it almost blew my eardrums out. And then I was thinking, man, that doesn't sound like somebody's phone line going out. That sounds like, did people hear that noise on air? I don't know if people heard all, I don't know, I'm just, yeah, we're done. And if all those callers can get back in, they're welcome to it, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and go back to the news here. Again, I can talk about this all day, but we'll spend 30 seconds on it. Military plan against Iran is ready, Jerusalem Post. They've also called for a preemptive strike, predicting that Iran will obtain a nuclear weapon within 3 years. Thought they were going to get it within 5 minutes. And they're claiming to have a strike plan in place. Senior Army military officials, American military officials, have told the Jerusalem Post they support President George Bush's stance to do everything necessary to stop the Islamic Republic's race for nuclear power. Really, word is that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Marine, went in and told Bush that half his general staff's going to quit if they attack Iran, and Bush should get out of my, you're fired. But hey, you know, what do you know? Bush has repeatedly said the United States would not allow Iran to go nuclear, a high-ranking, but Pakistan we helped arm, and that was a good idea. And China's threatening to nuke us at press conferences, but that's okay. A high-ranking American military officer told the Post that senior officials in the U.S. Armed Forces had thrown their support behind Bush and believed the additional steps needed to be taken to stop Iran. And it says that predictions within the U.S. military are that Bush will do what is needed, do what must be done, to stop Tehran before he leaves office in 2009. Yeah, may never leave, including possibly launching a military strike against Iran's nuclear facilities. And it's going to be called terrorism. Another article today, they say if Iran fights back in any way, it's going to be called terrorism, and then they're going to start dropping nukes on them. Now, you can imagine, we're going to bomb, they say, their entire military, all their ships, their entire infrastructure, their power plants, anything that can, quote, support their nuclear program. That's official. We're talking about a month long, thousands of Saudis every week, tens of thousands of bombing raids, hundreds of thousands of munitions to be dropped. And if Iran does one thing, the news is going to go, my God, they're evil. Can you imagine them? They fought back. Oh, no one's ever heard of something that evil. No one's ever heard of that type of viciousness. And they're in the news going, these terrorists may actually fight back. Of course, the plan is when they do fight back, then you're off to the races. Now, let me get to this next story. U.S. immigration bill alive and well, AP. The White House insists Sunday that radical plans to overhaul the U.S. immigration system were not dead. Well, of course not. They've been reintroducing it for 6 years. They're not going to stop. And by the way, by fiat, these people are all legal with sanctuary cities and the rest of it, and federal judges are blocking any city that tries to follow the law. The Border Patrol is told not to stop them in most sectors now. I mean, absolutely. Folks, you think they're done? No, no. The new one just legalizes child molesters, MS-13, gives them 5 years of tax amnesty. Again, because they're not American citizens. If you're some old people, you got to die, according to them. The sweeping reform drive backed by U.S. President George W. Bush to bring 12 million illegal immigrants out of the shadows collapsed late Thursday after a night of high drama in the Democratic-controlled Congress. That was all stage two. The Democrats like what they got. And they don't want to, quote, give Bush a victory. And again, they J.C. Watts and all these fake conservatives lie on Wolf Blitzer every day and say, oh, no, as I've been watching it, they say, oh, no, American conservatives are mad because Bush can't get something done. They want this, and the Democrats are mad, too. Can't we just get some, get something done? Go ahead and cut your leg off. Got to get something done. Go ahead and jump off a cliff. Got to get something done. It's like you're sitting in an easy chair, high and dry and doing well, and they go, you better set yourself on fire and do something. You know, something's got to be. But just think about the monumental lying we've been treated to. The monumental lying where the government just says, that's not amnesty, and we get the bill, and it's worse. I apologize. I was saying it was the original Kennedy bill. People were like, oh, no, it's not. It's worse than that. This is unbelievable. It's worse than amnesty, okay? It's legalization of aggravated felons and tax amnesty. Tax pardon. Democratic leader Harry Reid withdrew the landmark measure after senators seeking to add amendments to the bill voted twice within 9 hours not to move it towards a final vote as he had demanded. Because the Democrats didn't want to take out any of the really evil stuff in there that Bush and them had agreed on. Five senators from both parties secretly. Remember, for a month, you couldn't know. Just trust us. It's not amnesty, but you can't see it. We're the government. We don't lie. Putin calls for new financial world order. Russian President Vladimir Putin called on Sunday for a radical overhaul of the world's financial and trade institutions to reflect the growing economic power of emerging market countries, including Russia. Mr. Putin said the world needed to create a new international financial architecture to replace the existing model that had become an archaic, undemocratic, and unwieldy. Now you think that's the Chinese-Russian model. They're all in bed together. Don't you listen to what these fake strategists who claim they're anti-new world order. They're just trying to co-opt our movement when they tell us Russia's good and China's good. It's a bunch of baloney. The globalists made deals. Look at the body language, not just the body language of Bush and Putin and the Chinese communist dictators, but look at their actions, their deals, their agreements. What the Trilateral Commission said in 73 was, and they went public in 74, is that they're going to bring down the dollar, bring up the euro, merge that with China and Russia, and then we're going to create an Amero in the name of competing, but really they're going to globalize that and peg it to the same benchmark pretty much immediately. And now what do you hear them doing? Oh, we need an Amero to compete with the euro. For over 10 years I've been telling you that and reading the documents, okay? I mean, we know what we're talking about. It's not hard. We went and studied what the globalists said. I mean, the government people listening who go, oh, that guy's a conspiracy theorist. I don't know if I should listen to him or not. I remember feds on TV 10 years ago saying Bilderberg didn't exist and it was code for terror. Now it's in the Dallas Morning News and the Austin American Statesman. I mean, just because you don't want to believe me and want to think you work for the good guys, that doesn't change the fact you work for crooks. It goes on, businesses deal with more than $4 billion were signed at the conference, including an order by Aeroflot of Boeing, it goes on. His apparent challenge to Western dominance of world economic order came at a forum. I had to sneeze there with the cough button. Then it goes on to say in St. Petersburg, designed to showcase the country's economic recovery. And then it goes on to say there were chief executives from the heads of Deutsche Bank, BP, Royal Dutch Shell, Neste, Chevron, Siemens, and Coca-Cola, all Bilderberg members. Folks, we're in deep trouble. See, everybody liked being part of the fiat money system until they started pulling the rug out from under us. Here's another one, New York Times, U.S. arming Sunni insurgents in Iraq and into Iran as well. That's al-Qaeda attacking Iran. If Iran fights back, they're called al-Qaeda. With the four-month-old increase in American troops showing only modest success, that's a total lie, in curbing insurgent attacks that actually increased, American commanders are turning to another strategy that they acknowledge is fraught with risk, arming Sunni Arab groups that have promised to fight militants. Oh, my gosh. Rolling Stone to print their propaganda publication in a carbon footprint reduce paper, but then they did a study. It'll actually use more energy with the amount of hauling and chemicals and things that are needed. The carbon footprint's bigger, but it's never about that. It's about the religion. I have a clip of even Michael Crichton, the famous, you know him as famous author, but he's also an anthropologist, talking about how it's the new religion and how that actually hurts the environment. And it does. The global corporations get to have you all worried about carbon dioxide that the plants love, and that then they put out more oxygen for animal life. And it's shown the Earth's much healthier in a higher carbon dioxide environment, major studies. And then set up a global tax to deal with it instead of the real crisis, chimera cross species, that is causing massive biosphere crises worldwide and massive problems in insects, plant, and animal, and toxic waste dumping, good old-fashioned things like that. No, they'll just have you worried with the new... I haven't even gotten to this yet. Oh, my gosh, and I've got loaded phone lines here. We're going to jam in some calls when we get back. And then G8 false flag terror attack averted. U.S. security men attempted to smuggle C4 plastic explosives past checkpoint at G8, and they've done it before. Final segment straight ahead.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Why the union's a big businessman, and it's going out as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden's gonna be against the law.
They're now passing laws to ban home gardens. It's all about getting control. Let's just jam in a passel of calls. Big news up on PrisonPlanet.com. I should have started the show with this today. G8 false flag terror averted. U.S. security men attempted to smuggle in C4 plastic explosives, were caught by German police. Then they claimed it was part of a drill. See, just like on 7-7, the British government with a private company was running a drill of the exact same bus and trains at the exact same time being bombed. That way, if they get caught, oh, it's just a drill. When the Russians got caught planting bombs in a building by Moscow police, they said it was a drill. On 9-11, the government ran a drill. That way, if you get caught, you also fund your operations of the drill. You say it's just part of a drill. And then I brought up the BBC article from the last G8, well, it was G8 a few years ago. Genoa police admit fabrication, planting bombs on protesters as an excuse to physically attack them. So we don't know if they're planning to set the bombs off or just plant them on people. Oh, no, our government wouldn't hurt us. They love us. Let's go to John. John, you're on the air. Go ahead. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Texas.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Say, one observation yesterday, I noticed Ron Paul was there in the event. I was it, and there was no security, which may be a good thing. But more importantly, I wanted to say that we had a situation where a police chief was replaced by another police chief here, and he was unknown. He was on the force for about 2 years recently. He retired from the Marines. He was made the police chief, much to the amazement of many of the people in the city, because nobody knew him. And after about 3 years, we have swarming. I call it swarming. You get pulled over for a little old lady will be sitting on the side of the road, and like three policemen that just rush to aid their buddies. And all the police were replaced by younger military-type people, and I'll let you comment.
Where do you live?
Friendswood, Texas.
Well, they're putting FBI, former federal marshals, former generals in over schools, universities, police departments. It's all part of a PDD 25 Red Dawn slow motion takeover.
Well, that's what we're seeing. Another person that got to the point he didn't want to come through our town, he says the same thing has happened in his town, in Alvin, Texas, just to the south.
Oh, it's bad. I know. Look, they're taking us down. They mean business. They got to hand over all the infrastructure to foreign banks and corporations, and they're doing it. And these military men will follow their orders to destroy the country. Thanks for the call, John. Who's up next here in order? Wayne in Vancouver, Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. A couple of things. I'll try and be as quick as I can because I know you're up against the clock here. First off, just want to say my heart goes out to the Brown family there, and we in Canada ask that this illegal action be halted until the government can show the law. The people have done no wrong, and I want Canadians to support them by calling the CBC, calling the CTV, and calling Prime Minister Harper and tell them about it and see what we can do from this side. Apart from that, Alex, we're doing our best to fight the New World Order up here. We're putting on a big, huge conference.
Send me some info. Maybe I'll have you on as a guest. I'm almost out of time.
Okay.
Mark in North Carolina. Last caller. Go ahead, Mark in North Carolina.
Hey, Alex. I'm a first-time caller listening via Infowars.com's mainstream.
Go ahead, sir.
And I just wanted to mention that I believe Elaine said it best. I'd like us to all remember that there is a spiritual side to this. And I'd like to see some clergy get involved, maybe in the local area. I'm just alone.
They're all too busy driving around in their Cadillacs and living in million-dollar parsonages.
Oh, Elaine said the best. I mean, no matter what you get on this earth, you're going to have to answer for eternity for it. So, I mean, people, whether you're in a job and you feel like you're doing your job, that's no excuse.
Absolutely. We're out of time. All right, back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 11 to 2 Central and on the stream 24 hours a day at Infowars.com. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.